I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Football Wildcats get back to action Saturday night against the Arkansas Razorbacks in Kroger Field. The Cats and Hogs are in similar circumstances. Both teams are 2-3 on the season, both badly in need of a win, both are dealing with injuries at the quarterback position, and both are coming off a bye week. It's also homecoming for the Wildcats, and they're paying tribute to the recently deceased Hall of Famer Jared Lorenzen. Can the Cats get a win for number 22? Well, joining me for the scouting report is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey, Alan.
Early in this week, a lot of people were talking, will Sawyer Smith play? Will he start? And all of that. And by week's end, everybody was tired of getting asked that question.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even on Wednesday, it was funny because somebody even said when Brad White, the defensive coordinator, came up, said, "How does Sawyer Smith look throwing the football?" And, you know, he had to laugh because that's not his expertise. And, you know, this was the last question he thought he was going to get. Even Sawyer Smith was like, you know, making it sound like he's going to be playing. He said he felt much better. He's been throwing the football. He's been practicing. But, you know, how many balls has he thrown compared to, say, Lynn Bowden or Walker Wood? I'm not sure about that. They really have, like you said, gotten more tight-lipped as the week has gone on. But I expect to see him out there for at least the start of the game, and maybe we'll see a good mixture of him and Lynn Bowden at quarterback.
Do you think we get to see Walker Wood at all, or is this 1A?
I really have no idea what's going on there. It's hard to say without being in practice because you would just assume he would be the next man up. So I don't know if it's he's not getting the playbook. He has had injuries in the past. Maybe his throwing is not as sharp as they would like. You know, maybe they just like the chance to have Sawyer and Lynn Bowden in there to mix it up and make it look, you know, good. That Sawyer, you know, is healthy enough to at least do a little bit of action. So it's really hard to say why Walker hasn't gotten in there yet.
With or without the starting quarterback question answered, what can Kentucky do against this Arkansas team offensive-wise?
Well, I mean, they've got to get back to what Eddie Grant said was, you know, not just fundamentals, but they also have taken some things out of the playbook. I think they tried to keep everything in because they felt like Sawyer got it. They also felt like Lynn Bowden knew all of the plays. So what they're trying to do this week is they're trying to find, all right, what do we do well, and let's do that. And then what are we struggling with? Let's take that out of the playbook. So I think you're going to see Kentucky go a little more basic than we have seen them. I think that could help them in the long run because, you know, as long as Arkansas doesn't pick up on it very quickly, I think Kentucky has a chance to move it on them. Now, Arkansas also has, 15 sacks this season, and they forced 7 fumbles. So, I mean, it's going to be a thing where Kentucky's going to have to take care of the ball. They're going to have to protect no matter who is back there at quarterback and try and maybe dump off some shorter passes and get the ball moving. Just keep moving the chains.
What does Arkansas do well on offense, and what do they struggle with?
Well, they actually come in with a couple of different quarterbacks, and between the two of them, they've done a decent amount of job, at least, completing their passes. The only thing they've had trouble with is 7 interceptions, which, you know, sounds good for a Kentucky secondary that's, you know, still learning and still improving with each week. So I think they're going to try and pass it a little bit. They do have a running back, Rakeem Boyd. He's rushed for 483 yards. That doesn't sound daunting. So I think Kentucky could probably, which they have done pretty good, stopping a run game. It's the pass game where they've struggled. So depending on which quarterback is in there and if they can take away a pass or two, that would be right up their alley.
We probably should end with this obvious nod toward Jared Lorenzen and what he meant to the UK football program. It's also homecoming. So Kroger Field should be just electric Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, and they haven't let on to exactly everything they're going to do to honor him. They are giving out some commemorative rally towels, but Lorenzen was just one of those guys that he was larger than life, and I'm not talking about the size of the quarterback. I'm just talking about, the way he was as a person. He talked to anybody. He always was, a soundbite, whenever you went to talk to him. He was a good player that maybe didn't have the amount of wins that he wanted or the chance to go to bowl games, but he made the game exciting. And, you know, he's certainly been missed since he passed away in July. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do to honor him. I know his family plans on being there. And, of course, the reason they are using this game, how appropriate that it happened that Kentucky plays Arkansas, which they don't do every year, is the fact that Lorenzen had that big game back in 2003 where Kentucky was down, I think it was 21-7. He rallies Kentucky back, and they go into seven overtimes for a game that, you know, unfortunately didn't go their way. They lost 71-63. I mean, think about that, how much fun that game was. And a lot of people left, and he said, you know, you're going to miss one heck of a game if you leave. And certainly a lot of fans did for leaving.
Let's hope it's one heck of a game this Saturday night because the Cats need it. They're 2-3 on the season, and you've got a road trip to Georgia just ahead. So you want to be 3-3 going into that that pivotal road trip to Athens.
Oh, for sure. Yes. At this point, they need this win more than anything if they want to make a bowl game, because you can point out several games left on the schedule, and they're ones that they have to win. And so, yes, it's a must-win situation just to get back feeling good, but this is a must-win situation towards achieving one of your biggest goals.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.